Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Foye, I do believe with the whole new, as they used to say on American Choppers, with the whole paint, you know, what is it, paint and powder chrome and all that, and all the fanciness of the new paint jobs going on to make all the walls beige and plain. They painted over Do Your Job?
Well, I don't know if they've necessarily painted over it, but it has been absent, and the players have noticed it. They asked Peppers about it, and here's what he said.
You still got the same signs up, like the Do Your Jobs and all
that? I don't know. Not that I've seen. If they are, they definitely aren't in the same spot.
Okay, so let's just discuss this for a second.
If
okay?
they are, they aren't in the same
yeah, they're
spot.
They're not there. No, he would have said, yeah, they're okay. So they hit him. They're behind somebody's door, right? So they can't see him. So when a coach takes over a new team, right? They always come with like their own little phrase. I remember PJ Fleck at Minnesota.
Row the boat.
Anchor down.
Chopping wood with old Rutgers.
And it's Shiano. Everywhere. It's everywhere. You see it everywhere. There's signs. There's I'm not hard to find, all that lame stuff. But there's other stuff, there's other sayings and slogans from other universities that regardless of who's the coach, those slogans never change. Roll Tide never leaves. I don't care if it's Nick Saban or somebody else. The Tomahawk Chop, that's not going anywhere. Hook 'em Horns. The whole.
That's right. You can't.
It never leaves.
You can't make fun of it. It's
okay.
So
you can't go. You can't do that.
Boomer. You know, Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner. So yeah. So you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I thought
we're Rhode Island bored. We're Rhode Island dead.
They're treating the whole do your job like the whole row your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, new coach comes in. Hey, we gotta be serious. We gotta row the boat. We're gonna row it upstream. Let's go. Right. Yeah. Row the boat. Yeah. Yeah. The dude actually puts a rowboat in the locker room somewhere. Right. Do your job is now Roll Tide. That's what it is to me. It shouldn't leave it just because there's a new coach. It doesn't lose its meaning. It doesn't mean that Bill is in the building. The ghost of Bill is hovering over you. You should keep the do your job part because I would think I see do your job like everywhere now.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't take Roll Tide and put it in, you know, Foxborough High School. That doesn't make any sense. You can do your job at basketball and hockey and you name it. I thought that was weird. To me, I feel like they crossed over a little bit. Now Pepper says that he hasn't noticed it. Maybe it is, but it's somewhere else in the building. Maybe it's in the museum.
Let's not fool ourselves.
It's
not
gone,
there anymore.
It's gone,
yeah.
Because out of all the slogans and phrases that Bill has ever used, which one is the most powerful and has been reused by every single person?
Do your job, because it's simplistic and in a lot of ways, it's self-explanatory.
And that is why I feel like this was really like them really doubling down on their whole philosophy that any memory of Bill or what he stood for needs to be removed from the building. Do your job is gone. Do your job is Roll Tide. It shouldn't leave depending on, regardless of who the coach is.
Great text from the 508 who says, Notre Dame's famous play like a champion
same
today
thing.
Sign.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's the same
That's
thing.
That's a great comparison.
It is. It actually means, but it's like, it's actually better than Roll Tide because play like a champion. It's the same freaking thing. And I have put my kids through play like a champion courses, like well, as a coach.
Yeah.
You had to do like a play like a champion course if you were going to coach a certain team or something like that. And it was a whole 2-day seminar that you had to sit through. So you learned how to teach your kids that you were coaching how to play like a champion.
All right.
good sportsmanship, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's their definition of play like a champion pushed onto you.
Yes. Like, incorporate it from Notre Dame, though.
Oh.
So they, like, stole it, and they said, whatever. So this, to me, it was like, man, it stood out to me because, like, why out of all the things to get rid of? Like, why this?
Well, let me ask you this. Remember at certain times the New England Patriots have offered, hey, if you no longer want this jersey, bring it in and exchange it for another one or whatever, right? But they had that before. I know with Aaron Hernandez there was one, you know. And I'm trying to remember if there have been others of the whole, hey, you know, if you bring it in, we'll trade it out. So is that the same for the do your job stuff that the Crafts have sold for, what, 12 years? How many pieces of sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts, memorabilia, whatever it is, over the past, you know, I don't know when they really started cranking it up, but I'll go with 2010, let's say, okay, where you really cranked up maybe the do your job part of the whole thing. So it's okay to monetize, but as soon as the guy's out of the building, so what is it? Can I buy a shirt that says slogan to be named later?
Yeah.
Like, because if it isn't do your job, then what's the message down there? Really? Well, and I'm being a half hour. I know I'm being a wise ass on the whole shirt thing, but
it'll be his version of row the boat.
Right.
And it'll be some new thing that he thinks up, and that'll be his mantra. And you're excellent point because you're right. They put this on shirts.
Right.
They put it on mugs. People talk about it all the time. And it's different than the Patriot way, which I think is no one can really ever define it anyways.
Well, the Patriot way, I think, was almost put to bed with the dynasty. Because Lord knows they showed the other end of it and crapped on part of it, you know, while it was going on, for God's sakes.
Yeah, to me, this is them.
I'm with you.
To me, this is them. Hey, listen, if you're going to go all in.
Right, if you're going to rip the Band-Aid off, just do it.
You got to do everything. But yeah, if I'm Gerard Mayo, you tell me, how difficult is it for him not to constantly use that phrase? How many times do you think he's going to address the team, address a player, talk to the media, and have to catch himself saying, do your job?
I think it's going to be a lot. I do. Or it is a real concerted effort to avoid it. And that's where I would say, why?
Same.
Because the message in theory shouldn't change. So are we getting into the don't do your job era?
Yeah. Well, do your job only when you feel good about it.
Or do your job half-assed.
Yeah.
Or you're right. Do your job only when you're in a good mood. Do your job when you can get a huggy to start the day.
I don't care who comes in as a coach. I feel like that is something that should be trademarked with the Patriots overall.
Oh, I love some of the texters. This is great. The 413, what wouldn't Bill do?
Honest to God.
New slogan, collaborate your job. The 781, we have no silos.
Hey, do the Raiders still do Just Win, Baby?
Because
it's still everywhere, but the dad.
I think so.
The dad is, that was his. That
Al
was,
Davis, it might have been like trademarked or something.
No,
or?
But my point is like, you know, he invented that. He coined that phrase, and it's still used today, but maybe because it was invented by the guy who owns the team's dad, and it's just part of the Raider mystique, Just Win, Baby. And I feel like it's do your job is the same way. You know, you can't, it feels like they're trying really hard to prove a point, and I think sometimes common sense, you should probably back off, because I'm telling you, Gerard Mayo is going to say do your job a lot. Do your job. Give me a non-mocking version of do your job.
Man.
No.
You've only given me 8 minutes to figure this out.
I don't think we can because I'm
with you. Like, it's kind of because I don't know how you.
One day at a time. Step by step.
Again, like, we've heard it all from Bill.
There isn't a better.
And he, with all of his press conferences, think about it. You know, how many times he said, just take it day by day.
Like, it is Mayo, what it is.
So think about it. Like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what this is morphing into in a weird way? I don't know if you used to watch David Letterman back in the day, but when David Letterman, would do his top 10 list, and it would be like, you know, the top 10 list from the home office in, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin or whatever. Top 10 phrases Gerard Mayo must avoid.
You're right.
Because they've moved on from Bill Belichick. Yeah. So it would be do your job. There's no more it is what it is.
Yeah. Take that day by day.
No more day by day. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we need seven more to make a top 10 list.
Wow. That's actually a good bit. I wonder if we can come up with 10. Because number one is absolutely do your job. Oh, on to whatever, fill in the blank.
The 617, do your job and get a ribbon. I love that.
And we can't say just suck a little. That is lose. It's not Bill's.
Hold on. Top 10.
Get it done. I don't think phrases. Bill's ever said get it done. Delegate your job. Only suck a little bit. No, again, that's Lou. Bill's never used that, although I wish he would have.
I just went in.
Seattle.
No more.
What was that one?
No, it was the one where they were peppering him with questions. He's like, Seattle.
Seattle.
That counts. That counts.
So I went into the Google and I did.
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
And I did top 10 phrases of Bill Belichick.
Do your job well.
And it took me to something called brainyquote.com, which I tried to open. Hold on here. And it
Uh-oh, careful.
I went away
careful.
From it. Bill Belichick quotes. Okay, do your job.
I don't know.
Oh! Apparently Gerard Mayo's got to lose no days off.
That's another one.
So we're up to four.
So it's pretty much of a clean slate.
No days off is a great one. And we didn't really hear that a lot during the season. We didn't really know that. But he was saying that to the team, and we didn't realize it until the parade when he was really boldly stating, this is what our slogan was. No days off.
Again, no stats are for losers.
I don't think stats are for losers, but he didn't say it a lot.
Oh, how about this one? Mayo's got to lose. This is a big one. Dependability is more important than ability. We now got the ability guys that are undependable now. So we got to flip that around.
Yes, there's something to do with like the consistency aspect of availability. Because he wasn't a big you can't make the club in the tub guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was just kind of understood, but he never really said it.
I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Oh, there we go. The game isn't over until the clock runs out.
And I'm not a doctor.
Oh, no. That one.
I'm not a doctor.
That one is on the list.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know what another one is? And I don't remember how he used to phrase it. He's like, the injury report will be out, will be released
soon.
Oh,
the injury report will be out Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing,
good one.
Too. Does Mayo have to go oppo and start at the press conference to like, do it like Robert Saleh?
He's going
to. With the whole, guys, I want to start with the latest update here, and let me get my sheet out, and here are all the guys who are hurt.
Okay. Off season.
Here's the thing, though. Like, here's why I think he cannot imagine. Like, you know, you are a product of your environment and how you were raised and who you were around. I don't think he's going to be able to not do what Bill did.
How about last week was last week. This week's this week.
It's on the list.
Ignore the noise.
Yes.
Ignore
Great
the noise.
One. Oh my God.
Now
Top
I gotta,
five.
Now I got to listen to the noise.
Geez, I don't know if
any other questions.
No. Ignore the noise is probably number two.
Coach's decisions are coach's decisions.
There's a version of coach's decision. Oh, I did. No. Here's the ultimate one. Here it is.
Oh,
you ready?
Uh-oh.
Here's what it is.
Uh-oh.
I did what was best for the team.
Nope. That's gone. That's gone.
That's on the list, though.
It is.
That is on the list.
But that's why
that's
out.
On the
you're
list
right.
of things
Absolutely.
You can't use.
Can't
if you
use
put
it.
Our own list, you cannot say, if you're not going to do your job, you cannot say, I did. Why did you make this decision? Why did you go for it on fourth down? Why did you decide to kick a field goal?
We did what's best for the team.
Yep. Nobody works harder than Bill.
That's another one. Fill in the blank with the name. Nobody works harder than who? Wow, we got a good list.
We
can't
do.
Give, no, like you're gonna give me a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are. So
hypotheticals. I know some version of talking about hypotheticals. I don't answer hypotheticals.
Great. It's hot. It's cold. It's windy. It rains. It snows.
We have a lot of people who have sent in Mona Lisa Vito. If Mayo ever gets to the in a situation where he's got to use Mona Lisa Vito, we'll give him the pass.
Yeah,
on
but
that
that's
one.
A standalone. We're talking
that
about
is.
Repetitive sayings that he used over and over. Because I could go back to the whole Philadelphia Super Bowl where he's like, "Oh, the parade's going to go down this route." That whole thing.
The whole.
I can't stand it. Run it again. Huddle up and run it again, Brady.
No, forget those days
no,
are gone.
That's every day, though. That's
no,
less.
No. Don't you think now would be okay, guys? We're gonna try it again.
No. That wouldn't even be said like that, guys. I gotta make you run.
Excellent observation, Christian.
I'm telling you, this hurts me more than it hurts you. You know what? I'm gonna run it with you, hey, coaches. We're all gonna run it with you.
Can you imagine?
We're all messed up.
Van Pelt's just dragging behind. He's like the biggest one of all.
The O-line coach is probably gonna be the one who's like, "Are we really doing this? Are we really running?" Mm-hmm. Scar's not on that team anymore because Scar could run with all of them.
Ooh, next man up.
Another good one.
Out the window.
Wow.
All the future questions are the future.
Wow, we did that quick.
Well,
we came out with a really good Dave Letterman. We need to send this to him.
I don't have anything to add to what I've already sent.
We'll send it to Mayo. If you're getting rid of do your job, here are the top 10 phrases you cannot use. Number one would be do your job.
Yep.
And then we go on from
right.
there.
Yeah. Wow. By tomorrow we have to actually have it all written out. We have to have the list.
Do we have to challenge ourselves to do to write out a top 10 list that
we
can
present
to the people?
I feel like we already did it.
Well, I feel like
it's out of order.
And I also feel like we probably only have six or seven. We may need a few
more. Answer the
question
twice.
I think we have a hard 10. And obviously the 10s are never as good as like the fives. Obviously.
No, absolutely not.
All three phases. Bam, that one is that's in there.
I wonder if Mayo can get away from that one.
He can make all the throws. No, he can, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No, but that would be funny if in the very first press conference, Mayo rolls out, "Hey, you know, this guy can make all the throws, and if we just do our job, we'll be okay." Do you think he, like, covers his
Ooh.
Mouth? You know, like when a little kid swears, and their eye, they'll go,
yeah.
like this?
Yeah.
Do we think that Mayo might catch himself and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That was in the
silo." Well,
you
fell down in the Super Bowl.
That one was horrible. Here's another one.
What do you got?
Control what you can control.
Oh yeah,
it's another good one. I tell you, we're gonna have too many.
I've already answered that. That's a pretty good one. It was very deflective.
Snap face and Pandorama.
Yeah, does he do any jokes about?
Pandorama.
Because his kids are young enough. His kids are on the TikTok thing.
That sounds like something Benny Lanny would watch when Billy got home.
Pandorama.
Yeah, right.
It's too easy. Wow, we did that quick.
Hey,
thank you, Twitchers and Texters.
Hey, Dad, can you put on Pandorama for me?
First of all, I'm not familiar with anything you're talking about there.
How about F.U. Mason just shut the F up?
Look at the scoreboard.
I'll tell you what, if Mayo rolls that out on somebody, that I'd like stand up and give him a round of applause on that one if he does the F.U. Mason.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
Another one. Wait, no, that's a great one.
Hey,
I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
Oh,
another
there you
one.
Go. Mayo, I think, would. But the whole, Derek Mason thing, what if Mayo got crossed with Chris Mason, who covers the team? And he just like, F.U. Mason. That could happen.
And all the people who are associated with you.
I mean, that could.
Who we're not supposed to know about.
That could happen. Why not? I mean, because Mayo at some point is going to lose it on someone, isn't he?
I'm telling you.
Is it going to
be
like
a test?
It's going to be like Frank Costanza. Serenity now.
Yeah.
Insanity later.
Well, I wonder if he's really kind of wrapped his arms around what it's really going to be like in like November 1st. Right? First 2 months.
Have we?
Kristen really, you know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was a, not elite, but, you know, but good.
Wrong. That's the one thing he was wrong about.
Yeah, that's
he was definitely wrong.
Can't believe
stupid.
You, can't believe you signed here. Jeez. Yeah, Bill dealt with you like a real person. Good Lord.